A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know what we didn't do this week?
We didn't do a video for our listeners.
I'm really upset about that.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to record it. Do you know what it is? It's me and my vanity.
Oh, is it?
Yes, because what usually happens is we record a podcast, and I've done it again today. I look like hell on earth.
Sorry, you've got vanity.
Yes.
Oh.
In a Platinum Jubilee t-shirt, may I just say. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but...
And you don't like doing a video when...
Well, I like to look a little bit. I mean, I like to have some mascara on or something.
Mm. You not got any on now?
No.
Yeah.
So this is what it boils down to. But I am going to throw caution to the wind, and we are always going to do a video straight after. No matter what we look like.
Yeah.
Okay?
I've lost a bit of weight recently. I've lost a bit of weight in my face. I'm a bit drawn here.
I don't think you're drawn at all.
Well, I can see, like, my skin is, like, thinning out a bit because I've lost a bit of weight. Do you know what I would say is that I found it surprisingly easy to lose weight. I've always struggled to lose a bit of fat.
And what have you done?
I followed Steve the Dad Bod.
We love him.
And then he's so nice. You know, we've recommended him before in previous episodes, but he's so good. And every day, he pings up something, you know, and he just goes, eat all your daily food within an 8-hour window. Follow me to lose your dad bod. And I think, oh, what? Eat all your food in an 8-hour window, he said. I'm going to do that. So from 12 till 8 is when I eat, and I don't eat anything else then. And then I try and eat largely protein, not so much carbs, you know, so I'm doing a calorie deficit, essentially. I'm skipping breakfast. I mean, I drink coffee and stuff like that. Oh, my God. It, like, worked immediately.
And can I just say something? How hungry were you skipping breakfast? Because
I feel like
your life would be in danger if I skipped breakfast.
My life would be in danger if you skipped breakfast. Mm-hmm. Oh, you would go slightly angry and mad. No, I mean, I didn't really mind it. You know, we're both very, very busy, right? I'm a busy, busy person. So from when the moment I get up to lunchtime is like gone in a millisecond. Because I've just got so much to do. In fact, it was a bit of a relief not to have to make breakfast and not to have to tidy it up and not to put it in the dishwasher and all that stuff. I thought, my God, it's given myself like an extra 45 minutes this morning to do other things.
And you just drink water and coffee, but no milk?
No milk. No. Okay. Nothing really until 12 o'clock and then have largely a protein-based meal. I'm going to go on to some... So I'm going to talk about somebody in a minute about this that I found on Instagram as well. So anyway, I've done this for about 3 or 4 weeks.
How much do you think you've lost? It's annoying that we didn't weigh you.
Well, I was 61 kilos, so I don't know what I am now. I mean, I never really weigh myself.
It's annoying we haven't got scales. I want to know.
We've got scales, you know, down at Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so so I'll weigh myself this weekend, for instance, and we'll have a little look.
We want to know. But, you've got
but
to
I've
post
lost
it.
The I've lost my love
you've
handles.
You've totally lost the love handles.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at them.
They're just nothing.
I mean, there's something there. There's a little...
There's nothing there.
There's a bit of Tyson Fury there. But it's not bad, is it? You know...
It's really good. It's so, so much less than it was.
And I've exercised a bit, but mainly weights, not cardio. But I was always trying to lose weight with doing cardio, but I just thought, do you know what? Let's do the food thing. Whew, it's been amazing. So Steve_DadBod has helped me out a little bit. So I'm very grateful. And he also posts lots of things about what he's eating. And he did this one yesterday and he said, how to get 200 grams of protein a day in your diet. And then he just posts all
Isn't
his meals.
200 grams of protein is a lot.
That is, if you're
but
trying
have
to grow
seen
muscle.
His muscles?
Yeah, I mean, he's got
They're enormous.
Body. Yeah, yeah. So if you're trying to grow muscle, you do need lots and lots of protein and calories. But, you know, I'm not hugely bothered about that. But I did think, go on then, show me how you put 200 grams.
And?
Yeah, and he just shows you three meals and a protein shake and bang, 200 grams. You know, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do that. So it was very interesting. And I played around with my diet a bit recently. So I'm just letting people know this. Because there's lots of people that want to lose weight.
Because they might think, oh my God, he looks so different without... What's that? Like, his whole body shape's changed. How did he do that? And this is how.
This is how I did it, yeah. So, yeah, but my face, I think, I probably need to put on a bit of chub in my face.
Unfortunately, I know from experience, fat you do not get your face, to choose where your fat goes.
I'd love to put fat on my face.
So when I'm at a weight I really like, but my cheeks are hollow and there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. It's just the way my face is.
Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it?
It's really weird. And I've got enormous cheekbones and then my cheeks just disappear into holes in my cheeks.
I really like your face.
Thanks, yeah. Great.
It's a great face.
And that's all that counts, literally.
Yeah. So, well, let me quickly go on to our first one, actually, because it was an Instagram account I stumbled across just recently. Thank you. In fact, I'm going to have to find him now because I've lost him. I can't remember his name. Oh, yeah, I wrote it down. I got prepared, folks. I pre-produced...
Zach Chung.
Yeah.
Chug.
How did you know that?
Because I saw it.
Okay. Yeah, but how did you know that was it? There was loads of names written there.
I just know.
Okay. Zach. There he is. So he's called Zach Chug, it looks.
He wants to work on his photographic angles.
Yeah. Well, he's got a good account, I think.
No, I'm joking.
Right. Yeah, okay. So 357,000 followers.
Oh, look at the food.
Food and fat loss.
Ooh.
Oh, and dentistry for some weird reason. So he posts daily high protein, low calorie recipes for fat loss. But I was like, when I saw them, I was like,
they look amazing.
Give me that. So chicken fajitas, high protein loaded nachos, high protein chicken chow mein.
Wow.
I mean, I was like, oh, but there was one I saw. I think it might be this one. Has it got chips in it? Yeah, right. So
what?
So here you go. He does these very quick little things.
Oh, my God, sorry, wait.
Okay, I'm going to scroll
through. Can you just put the car in park?
Yeah, I can't.
He wears an apron.
There's an apron.
And he doesn't wear anything underneath his apron.
No, so you can see
and
his
he does
body.
Things. He's basically the Nigella Lawson of men cooking, male cooking.
So in this meal...
He shakes bottles in an extremely provocative manner.
Yeah, he's a bit saucy, right?
Yeah.
And then you package them up and you do five of them, so you've got one every day for 5 days.
Yeah, you don't want to eat the same meal for 5 days, but then you can...
You could have it, you know, over 7 days or something like that.
Can you freeze it?
I would have thought so, yeah. So this is the one I liked. So so a high-protein meal, 44 grams per meal, 10 grams of fat, 20 grams of carbs per meal, which is pretty amazing.
Mm.
So it's a load of mince and then onions and cheese and peppers and all that kind of stuff. Oh, that looks good, doesn't it? And then it all goes on top of some potato chips that he makes in the air fryer. Oh, that's the one I
mean,
really
high
liked.
Protein, but also very high fat.
10 grams of fat, is that super high?
It's quite high. But 44 grams of protein is amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
This one's another 40 grams of protein. I'm always looking for meals that are about 40 grams of protein per meal. Mm. But it is quite amazing. So he does a really good post. So he's called Zach Chug. So Z-A-C-K dot Chug.
C-H-U-G.
And he's on Instagram. He seems very friendly. He's got a very cute, funny face. And the meals look really delicious. They don't look like remotely like health
food whatsoever.
Well,
let's be honest. Women would also be interested in just looking at it. And also, look who follows. Look who liked that post.
The singing dentist.
Yes.
Well, it does say...
Talks about dentistry as well, does he?
He says that,
Look at his highlights in the top.
Oh, so cookbook, your recipe, dentistry. Let's press on that. So what's he saying there? Thank
God,
you.
God, excuse me. I'm really sorry.
He's got quite a body on him, hasn't he?
I mean...
Oh, he's a dentist. He is a dentist.
That is his pre-protein bod. Did you see that?
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, so he's got, a bit of chub there.
He's a dentist.
You want him to put his hands inside your mouth.
Well, weirdly, I've been to the dentist this morning.
Yeah,
so it's
you
quite,
have actually,
quite
haven't
an
you?
Odd...
So I really like this. I'm always looking for higher protein meals.
But
I mean, I guess
I've
you could
I've got to
ditch.
Say, I'm going to follow that because I think we could make meals together and I would absolutely eat that meal. I would only eat one of those meals a day because they are too much for me.
Oh, yeah.
But I could have a much smaller portion, couldn't I?
You'd only eat one of them a day.
No, I know, I'd eat I'd maybe eat half of that.
Yes.
That's
a
lot.
Okay.
It's a lot for me.
Yeah. Nachos. This is a nachos one. Oh, got that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd...
Mozzarella.
Oh, my God, that looks
I mean,
amazing.
That just looks... I'd shovel that in my mouth
Yeah,
now.
Me too. Oh, on the... Okay.
On top
yeah.
of that, yeah?
No, I want that now.
Okay. So, really good. I've got lots of Instagram accounts to talk about this week because, Instagram, social media, is one of those things. Yeah.
Sorry, he put the nachos in,
yeah.
then the meat on top of the nachos,
yeah.
and then put it in the fridge. But what I would do is I would put the nacho meat in the thing... And then take it out the next day,
yeah.
slightly heat up the nachos, put the meat on top,
yeah,
like all hot. But the nachos would go a bit soft.
I totally agree. Well, I think what I like about Instagram, and because I post things on Instagram,
yeah,
you know, like I've done your hair once, yeah, like, and I did this little messy faux bob thing for, yeah, you were on Jonathan Ross or something like that,
yeah,
and people go, oh no, way too messy for me or whatever in the comments, and I think, yeah, but that's all right, you could do a smooth version of it, like,
yes,
you don't have to do what I've done, it's just like an idea or a bit of inspiration, mm, to say, oh, I could do that, but I'd do it with curly hair or I'd do it with super,
yeah,
straight
and
hair,
food,
or,
is that, you're,
and food,
right,
is that, it's like, mm, you don't have to do it this way, you do it anyway, you know, mm. But what I've found, I've really concentrated on doing this recently, is with Instagram in particular, is to only follow accounts that bring me joy and education, but never anything to compare myself to.
Have you
ever?
Well, like what?
Well, you know, like following other hairdressers who are doing things that I wish I was doing, or, you know, looking at somebody I wish I looked a bit more like, or following, mm, somebody who's got a better body than me, or, mm, any of that stuff. I don't get involved in any of that anymore. If anything makes me feel slightly kind of edgy on Instagram, I unfollow it or I mute it, and, mm, I only look at things that bring me kind of, that make me laugh or bring me joy or stuff like that.
Or have a positive impact on your life.
Exactly. Mm. And this was one account I thought, oh, this is great.
Where
I'm going to learn something
him?
Here.
He's great.
Just pinged up in my feed. I think because I'm following Steve the Dad Bod, I'm, mm, getting similar things being fed
I really
to me.
Like him.
Yeah, me too. He's great, right?
I mean, I was a bit sarcastic at the beginning. I didn't mean that to be sarcastic because, mm, actually he's fantastic.
Yeah. I made a mistake and forgot all the recording equipment. So we're recording into our phone. So I hope it is all right for everybody. But next week, we've upped our game a bit and got some more professional equipment. So hopefully we'll be like Joel.
I'll do it later.
Yeah, do it following.
I'd like to talk to you about something really, really, really nice.
Great.
I'm going to talk to you about Kathy the Bee Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy the Bee Lady has been beekeeping for me, mm-hmm, for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she, at my old house, I was interested in having bees for the environment.
Yeah.
And what she can do is she can bring you beehives. She can get them set up in the garden. We had four. And she looked after it. And we got absolutely, we got a year's worth of honey from our bees.
Did you?
You know what I'm
what,
like
in one
about.
Go?
Yeah.
Really?
And we got a vat this big. Full of honey.
When she said this big, it was big.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah.
And the thing about bees, obviously, is that they are dying out quite, mm-hmm, a lot at the moment. And they are extremely precious, obviously, mm-hmm, to our whole ecosystem. The bees pollinate the flowers, that nothing grows without being pollinated, and, mm-hmm, then there's the end of the world. So bees are things that we really have to take care of. The thing I love about bees is that they are not out to hurt you. They are not wasp-like or hornet-like. They are friendly. They only sting when under extreme threat. So even if you see a swarm of bees, swarming bees, mm-hmm, don't harm you either. They don't want to hurt you in any way. And it's brilliant watching the bees when they first get into their hive, because they come out of the hive. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's hilarious. She says, I've got a car full of bees. You know, when you've got your hives and they're, yes, all right, and we, you know, you and I, we've got the pond.
Yeah.
We've built a little pond next, mm-hmm, to the hive so that they've got water to drink from, so they don't go and swarm at anybody else's pool or anything.
Okay, yes, yeah.
So you need to make sure that they've got water next door to their hives. And they come out of the hive when they've just moved in. She brings them in her car.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I couldn't have anything worse personally than driving a car full of bees.
How brilliant is that? She brings them in her car.
I'd
and then she puts them into the hive.
Yeah.
And then they come out and they circle up and up and up. And what they're doing is they're kind of using sonar,
mm-hmm,
to see the lay of the land,
okay,
and where the sun is, mm-hmm, and how to get home. Because do you know how far bees roam?
No.
5 miles.
Wow, but still get home.
Little bees roam for 5 freaking miles.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's impressive.
The thing is that I say to people, mm-hmm, oh, I've got beehives, but I always omit the fact that, mm-hmm, it's Kathy the Bee Lady that looks after the beehives for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, anybody that's not working anymore or anybody that is keen to do it,
mm-hmm,
I have heard it is a really, really lovely pastime. Yeah. And bees are lovely animals that do amazing things for the world. Now, Kathy supplies the hive, so she does this rent-a-hive thing, and you can either rent the hive off her and do the beekeeping yourself, and I'm pretty sure if you called her, she'd be very happy to talk you through how to do that or teach, mm-hmm, you how to do it. Or she can look after them completely. So she would visit them. She would visit them more, obviously more in summer than winter because they hibernate in winter. She treats them. She might need to feed them in spring and autumn. She's like stealth. Mm-hmm. She visits by stealth.
Oh, so you don't know she's coming.
Kathy the bee lady will come. She'll just sneak into the garden and then just kind of sneak out again very quietly.
Is that because she doesn't like talking to you very much? Like, you go on a bit
absolutely. Keep her, yes. I love Kathy. We go back.
Yes,
and we've been through a lot, you know.
Yeah, yes, I
she's
met her
been through a lot,
yeah, yeah.
And as you know.
Yeah.
And obviously, I've been through a lot, and it was just really lovely. So basically what happens when you buy the bees, you buy the bees.
Yeah.
And you buy the colony, and then there's a direct debit that comes out for the renter hive.
Oh, okay.
And it is an investment for the renter hive, and she likes to have people use her for 2 years. But it is a really amazing thing. Now, the big, big thing about keeping the hives is that the bees, because you think that you can't have a hive in a built-up area.
Yeah.
But in fact, what Kathy said was that she prefers giving people hives in kind of rural towns or a part of a town city that is near lots of gardens or a park.
Right.
Because if you are near too much agriculture, there is a new kind of pesticide that has been passed to use since we've left the EU, and it's killing bees. And it is very, very, very bad.
So if you live near farms and stuff like that.
So if you live near agricultural land, not good.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in sort of suburbia, in a bit of a town but that's near trees and gardens, then it's amazing for the bees.
Yeah.
They're not going to get sick. They're not going to come across this pesticide, and they will live. So the prices, so it's £15 per week per hive on a 52-week-a-year. So even when the bees are very quiet in the winter, you are still paying for those.
Okay.
It might be worth... I'm just saying all of this out loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people might be able to afford it, but some people might want to look into buying a hive and literally teaching themselves about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just cannot tell you anything more worthwhile. When I look out of the window and I see our beehives, it makes me so happy. And I feel like we are plugging back into the environment.
The
ecosystem. I feel like we're doing something very good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rent-A-Hive is a website. So it's rentahive.co.uk. She's called Kathy Pope. She can talk you through all the monies or give you some advice or talk you through it. But even if you just want to learn how to do it or you want to find out how where to get them, she's so such a friendly person.
Yes.
She will definitely kind
and
of
she's also one of those people who's like a proper expert.
Yes.
Like you, when you speak to somebody who really knows what they're doing.
Yes.
You just feel at peace, don't you?
Think, yes.
Oh, this person knows. I'm not being kind of fooled or anything. It's
Kathy,
such a relief.
Kathy is the one. Mm-hmm. And she also harvests all the honey for you. But keeping bees is a really extremely satisfying thing to do and very relaxing.
Thank you for that. It was very good. I'm looking forward to seeing or tasting what honey we get.
Can I just tell you, can I tell everybody about the funny name?
Yeah, yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
So there's a saucy underwear company that I occasionally have bought a piece of underwear from. Let me just say that obviously the most, the least saucy, because there's really is some very, very saucy underwear on there. But anyway, my point is, it's called Honey Badette. I've talked about it on this podcast.
I think you might have.
I've recommended it on the podcast. Yeah, yeah. It's called Honey Badette. We've decided that when we get honey, we're going to call it Honey Badette.
You need to call your honey something, right?
Yeah.
I saw on Jamie Oliver's post not long ago, maybe a year ago, something like that. He went down to the bottom of his garden and put a plug tap into his beehive.
Oh, yes.
And then turned it on and all this honey came out.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it looked amazing.
Yeah.
Got a bit juicy.
And, you know, it's
that.
What else is so nice is that your honey tastes of what it's near. So we had a lot of lavender at our old house near the honey. It was lovely lavender honey.
Was it? Good. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what we get. I don't know what we're near to, but be interested to see what it tastes like. On the subject of experts, I went to see a chiropractor this week. I've been to see a chiropractor the last 3 weeks.
Because tell them what's been wrong.
Well, I've had like a long-term headache, like 3 or 4 months.
And so worrying.
Yeah, yeah, to the point where I thought, Oh, well,
you went for a scan.
I think I've got like a brain tumour or something like that. It just wouldn't go away. Some days are worse than others, but I've never really experienced anything like it before. And I just kept thinking, I'm one of those people that thinks, oh, well, I'll give it a month and we'll see how it goes. Anyway, I gave it three and a half months and I thought, Jesus, I've got to go and get looked at. Went to a neurologist, he gave me a brain scan, and then he went on holiday. So I've not had the brain scan looked at yet, but I think there is one there. So that was a relief.
A brain, not a brain. A tumour.
And then I thought, do you know what? Maybe this headache is a neck ache because it was at the base of my head. So I thought I'd go and see somebody who could look at my neck. So I found a chiropractor online, the Harley Street Chiropractor.
Is that the name?
Yeah, that's totally
cool. That's so funny, isn't it? You could just put the Harley Street in front of anything. It just sounds so posh.
She's not even in Harley Street. That was what was quite funny about it.
That's so funny.
But she used to be, so I think, fair enough, you're allowed. Harley Street Chiropractor. I went to see her. And she was one of those people that instantly kind of made me think, oh, my God, you really know what you're doing. She's been doing it 40 years. She was like, give me a bit of your history. So I gave her all the breakdancing stuff and all that. She went, breakdancer. Okay, great. So I had to take my top off and all that stuff. And she did.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, I take my top off.
What?
And my shoes.
And your shoes?
Yeah, and my shoes. Not socks, though. I managed to keep them on, thank God. Anyway, I've had 4 appointments. My goodness, what a difference. I can't believe it. I really thought I was going to have this headache for the rest of my life.
And
I thought,
how long is it since you've had it? Have the headache gone?
Probably only a week now. But I mean, I had it every day for 3 months.
It was making you really depressed.
Yes, it was really getting
me
down.
You can really sympathise, I think, at this point with anybody who has any kind of constant pain and then realises that they have to live with that through the rest of their life.
What I learned was, do you know what chronic pain is?
Yes.
What?
Isn't it relentless pain that never goes away?
For longer than 3 months.
Oh.
That's how they diagnose chronic pain, as longer than 3 months. It's quite interesting, isn't it? So I thought, oh my God, I've got chronic pain.
Give me some OxyContin.
Yes. So anyway, I was just recommending if anyone's got any aches and pains and they've thought about going to a chiropractor, go and see what happens. I got acupuncture and I've had 4 sessions. It was £75 a session.
Ever had acupuncture before?
Never had acupuncture. I didn't ask for it either. She just gave it me into me back.
And wait, can I just ask you, were you someone that just thought acupuncture's a load of shite?
Come on. You can't bloody work, surely, you know. I was like that. But anyway, she has worked miracles and it's cheered me up in a way I can't tell you. So that was my recommendation, not necessarily to go to the Harley Street chiropractor, but, you know, maybe you've got one in your local area or something like that. But if you've been thinking about going, then just go and see if it helps you. Because
this headache was from, it was basically starting in your shoulders, going all the way up your neck and then spreading out into your head.
To the back of my brain, it felt
And it would start early in the morning, it would be worse with drinking, it would be worse after a night out, it would be worse with stress. You thought it was your eyes, you got your eyes tested.
My eyes tested, yeah.
You had your head scanned, you know, you really threw everything you had at it.
Yeah.
But the chiropractor's done it.
Oh, my God, it's been great.
10 out of 10.
So, yeah, I'd highly recommend going to see a chiropractor if you've got some aches and pains. Just see if that helps.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So, naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we got sent something.
Yeah.
This was dangerous for me.
Mm-hmm.
We got sent it and it's Jim Jams. Now, I don't know if anybody's heard of Jim Jams, but I think, recommended them on this podcast a very, very long time ago. And I recommended them because they are a chocolate spread, a bit like another mainstream chocolate spread that anybody's been eating forever. But I found them at the BBC Good Food Show when I was doing an on-screen appearance with Marcus Bean. Who, in fact, I'm going to talk about his Instagram in a minute. His cooking.
I feel like we've talked about Marcus Beans. Maybe not. But it's a really good one. Yeah, we can give it another mention.
Marcus Beans' Instagram page, he's upped his game.
Yes.
He has gone into the Instagram kind of place of cooking a recipe, but properly.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just throwing things in. Yeah. From start to finish, where you could actually learn how to do something.
Yeah.
And it's all quite simple cooking, but fancy, you know, done with a bit of va-va-voo.
It's fantastic,
and
yeah.
And he's got a very nice voice.
Yes.
He talks very calmly and very quietly. He's not kind of shouting while he cooks, which is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, love him. But I was at the BBC Good Food Show. I mean, this must have been 10 years ago. And Jim Jams had just started.
Yeah.
And he was there, the Jim Jams man.
Oh, was he?
Was there
oh.
on his own at the Good Food Show selling his wares. And I walked past because the book that I was talking about was the sugar-free cookbook. And so I was like, oh, my God, is this actually sugar-free? And they were like, yes, it is. And I said, look, I don't, how is it sugar-free? And they said, well, it's actually got 83% less sugar in it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, then I wouldn't eat it, but that is good for my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they like chocolate spread. Anyway, so I was like, okay, this sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So then, I'm just going to quickly look. That was him.
Okay.
He's got a page on him and his family. He's called Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got two kids and looks like he's got a lovely wife and they do lots of cooking together. And this is award-winning, this stuff. Now, they sent it to me. Mm-hmm. And on the packet, and I'm not sure if it's a clever thing, whether basically it says 83% less sugar and now suddenly it's got no added sugar.
Okay.
But there are still sugars in it, maybe.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't
know.
There
must be natural sugars then.
But it's got no added sugar. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
I can eat
it. Oh, you can eat it. There's no added sugar.
What did I get?
All of it.
A teaspoon.
Okay. Yeah. And then
and
started spooning it in.
I sat in front of the telly and I just started spooning it in. Now, fat, very high in fat.
Okay.
High fat content, not good for any kind of diet. Just because it's sugar-free doesn't mean it's necessarily good for you. But it is a treat that is slightly better for you than other chocolate spreads.
You need
spreads.
Fat in your diet, though, right?
You absolutely. And sugar is worse for you than fat.
Okay, yes.
And the fat's all sustainable. They are a very ethical brand. And it's absolutely delicious. So they've got hazelnut chocolate spread. They've got a milk chocolate spread, which isn't nutty. Which is phenomenal.
Ooh,
they've they've got a dark chocolate spread,
okay,
which is new. But and then on the website, which is jimjam-spreads.co.uk, they've got lots of recipes.
Okay,
that are killers. I mean, they're so good. I'm just going to show you, and they've done video recipes as well.
Do you know what I'd like?
Look at these. You know, look at the flapjack with the Jim Jams in the middle, or chocolate, or look at the pancakes.
Do you know what I used to do as a kid? Weetabix with peanut butter on it. And just eat that.
A Weetabix. Yes, yes.
And
oh, my
this
God.
Would be,
this would be great on a Weetabix.
But you know what I would like to put it on?
This
might sound revolting.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, this might sound revolting. And you said, my body. Yeah. Not that. A salt and vinegar rice cake.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I love salt, vinegar and chocolate in my mouth at the same time. Is that weird?
Yes.
I like salt, vinegar, crisp, and a chunk of chocolate. But that's what I'd like to do with this. I'm going to try it.
I just like eating it. I mean, you can talk about weird. I just eat it with a spoon out of the jar. I mean, that's really appalling. But sometimes it's what you need.
Yeah.
So follow them on Instagram.
Great.
Lots of fun recipes. It's vegan and natural ingredients, and it tastes amazing.
I want to talk to you about one thing.
Yeah.
I took you to see Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh!
Let's just briefly go over it, because I talked about it last week, but I didn't do it justice at all.
No, because
I was too confused by it, and I was so excited about it. It's such a kind of weird film. So I watched it again when I took you to see it, and I understood it a lot more, but you kind of pinned it down very nicely by saying, actually, it's a film about a relationship between a mother and a daughter, which I know it was, but I just couldn't see it or talk about it last week as that. And it's very interesting that you did that live yesterday with My Horrid Parent, because you could potentially bundle that subject up into this film, because the mother and the daughter are warring and the film somehow releases them from that war. It's a bloody good film, isn't it?
Yeah, and they have to war in 1,000 different metaverses or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Multiverses.
Multiverse.
in order to work it out and destroy lives, you know, through the multiverse in order to work it out. But I thought the other thing that I was absolutely blown away by, I said any kind of design student, art student, anybody creative would leave there. I thought a fashion college student.
London College of Fashion. It's
oh my God.
The hair, the makeup, the clothes.
Everything. The daughter is a fashion icon and she must wear 1,000 different outfits and every single one is a banger.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, oh my God, it just reminded me of sort of John Galliano, Vivienne Westwood, all really kind of l'enfant terrible fashion. And the hair was so good. But I would say for me, one of the things that I just was, my chin, my jaws on the ground was Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
I was not prepared.
Forgotten that she was, well, I didn't forget that she was in it. I couldn't remember her name last week as we were talking through the film. So I thought, oh, I can't remember what she's called. But
as it went Jamie on, Lee Curtis, I was just, there was so much about her performances that made me reel and love her even more than I did before. But Jamie Lee Curtis has been a great believer of growing old and loving herself growing old. And she often shows her body with just underwear on and, you know, her normal body that hasn't been cut or plastered or done anything with. Her face hasn't been changed at all. And she looks horrific
in
this film. I mean, when she scrubs up Jamie, you know, she still looks amazing, Jamie Lee. So Jamie Lee in this movie looks so bad and so dowdy, Chunch Bowl-esque.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, yeah.
But her performance is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And you talked last week about the hot dog scene.
Yeah, yeah.
The hot dog scenes just get funnier and funnier. And I can't remember a film where I laughed and cried so hard, but with such force. I cried so hard.
Me too.
And I laughed so hard. It was so bizarre. But all of you have to go and see it.
Yeah.
And you just have to release all conceptions, all preconceptions, and just go with a completely open mind, and nothing will make sense until it does.
Yeah, until it does. You're absolutely right. And even at the end, you know, you can question it and debate it and think about it and talk about it and try and work out what it was. But it is one of the best films I have seen in years, and I've seen it twice now, and the second time round, I almost howled, like crying, howled like I did at E.T. when I was 12. Like, towards the end, the bit with the mother and the daughter in the car park just set me off, like, it is superb, but I think it's on for a very limited amount of time now. So if you can get to see it, just, you know, if you have to travel 30, 40 miles to a cinema to see it or whatever, get some tickets and go and see it before it disappears, because I don't know if it'll have the same power on TV as it had in the movies.
And it covers everything. It covers the agony of divorce. It covers the agony of debt. Mm-hmm. It covers the agony of control, of trying to control every fucking facet of your life and how exhausting that is, and how you don't understand why nobody else fits into your idea of what should be happening. You know, it's brilliantly and acted.
Regret, I think, it covers enormously. You know, it's all the things you didn't do and perhaps you should have done or you could do now, you know, but this idea that as you get later and later in life that you run out of time, it's all in there, everything in there. It's like an enormous psychology book.
Yes.
And it's full of brilliant philosophy as well. It's just knockout. So that was one thing. So I'm glad you enjoyed that. The other thing, we went to see Top Gun.
Yes. Yes, I mean, it's very interesting because you loved it.
Yeah, yes, I loved it probably for all the right reasons, which is that it was cheesy and schmaltzy and nostalgic, and it was riddled with the 80s, and they hadn't held back on any of that. I love Tom Cruise, and I've watched loads of interviews of him since then talking about it. And yeah, he's
How
just
How long
such
were we waiting for it? When did they actually make it?
It should have came out 2 years ago, so it's been sat on a shelf for 2 years waiting for cinemas really to reopen
properly,
for a bigger audience to go and see it. But
it was his biggest grossing film opening weekend ever.
And good on him, you know. He's a brilliant, brilliant movie star and deserves all the success he can get his hands on. I think he's superb. And I loved it. Did you? Not really?
I did, but not as much as that.
Okay.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I loved the action. Mm. I thought the action was phenomenal. He is amazing in it. But the close-up corny scenes,
I
really struggled with, and I just kept laughing in them. And I thought, am I supposed to be thinking this is funny?
I think so.
Is this a comedy? Because if this is supposed to be seriously loving, or his relationship is just, it's too much. I just can't.
It's unbelievably corny. But you just have to forgive it all of that, I think.
Yeah.
And it's Star Wars, basically, in a nutshell. I don't know if you clocked that or not, but the task that they're with is exactly the same task that's in Star Wars, The New Hope.
You're right.
They have to fly through this kind of valley
and then
area.
Get out.
They have to stay below the radars.
Oh, my God.
They have to drop a missile.
It's Star Wars.
It's completely Star Wars. So
Did you read that somewhere?
No. Like, I remember just thinking, oh, this is Star Wars. You know, like...
Oh, my God.
Obvious.
I didn't notice that. You're so right.
There's nothing original about it or anything like that. But don't worry about all that stuff. The stunts, the scene and everything. And then there's some nice comedy bits at the end with Miles Teller, isn't there?
Miles Teller is really good at it.
It'll make you laugh and all the rest of it. Because I probably feel a bit like you. It wasn't a great film or anything like that. But what I have found is now we're 5 days past seeing it, I'm still thinking about it. Mm. And I'm still kind of thinking... I did really enjoy that. And I love those little connections you can make from the first film to the second film. And I've loved watching the interviews with Tom Cruise. And I've got invested in the whole package, really.
He's an amazing film star.
If you've not seen it, get yourself down to cinema and watch it. Especially if you watch the first one. And you don't have to love the first one to enjoy this one. I think it's good.
I quickly, very quickly, want to talk about the T-shirt that I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. Which is by Charlie Mackesy, and it is a Platinum Jubilee T-shirt.
It looks and fab.
I know that this is coming out on Friday morning, and you are probably thinking, well, it's too late to buy a Platinum Jubilee T-shirt. But I hope to tell you this, but this whole year is the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So on it, it says 1952 to 2022. So you can wear this, like... forever. This is a memento. This T-shirt in particular, I think, is one of those ones that you should keep for the rest of your life.
Charlie Mackesy
is somebody. He's that artist that does The Boy, the Fox and the Horse and the Mole. Sorry, Moley.
And the bees, yeah.
And he actually, I didn't know this, he's got a website. So I looked up where we can get this T-shirt from. And he's got a charliemackeseystore.com. And it sells his hoodies, his T-shirts, his children's T-shirts, baby grows, totes, and various other things. And this T-shirt is £20. But I cannot recommend it high enough to you. And all of his things are gorgeous. I mean, they're lovely presents for people. And the message on his hoodies and things like that are always so nice.
They're great, aren't they? Yeah.
And they always slightly make me cry. So... CharlieMackesyStore.com. Oh, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Fund Jumpers. Do you remember Fund Jumpers? And they give £100 from every jumper sell towards schools and school meals. They are also doing some really nice Platinum Jubilee T-shirts that I can strongly recommend as well.
Very good. And it looks very nice on you. It fits very, very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
So somebody I followed, and then I think she might have followed me first, and then I followed her back on Instagram. She's called Selfie Guides Shaz. So she's called Sharon, and she was the former photographer.
It's actually Selfie Guide.
Oh, yeah. And then Shaz. Mm. I stuck the S on. Mm. So I can't remember, but she followed me, and then we followed each other, and then she's listened to this podcast a few times, and she says, oh, you're a big fan of Paul Weller, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes on tour with Paul Weller and Noel Gallagher and takes their photographs.
Shut up.
Yeah, so look, there's these pictures of Noel and all that kind of stuff.
They're great. She's, oh, my God, look at the football pictures.
Yeah, yeah, so she was the club photographer or...
From Manchester City. Holy shit.
Club. She's from North.
Aye.
So we've been messaging each other.
Yeah.
It's very funny because she's really broad. When, instead of saying before, she says before. And I think, oh, that's a proper northern girl, you know. So anyway, so that's her on Instagram. But she said, oh, I'll send you one of my pictures that I took of Paul Weller on the last tour. And I was like, oh, really? So she took this, she sent me an original print. Have a look at this the other day. And it arrived at studio. So I'm going to get it framed and put it up. Look at that. It's a belter, isn't it?
But, like, can you...
One of one.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Can you buy... Does she do that for anybody? Is it just for you?
Absolutely don't know. So she sent me a lovely card saying, that she thought I would like it and all that kind of stuff. Let me have a quick look at whether she's got a shop or not. But she's just about to head on out with Noel Gallagher. He's on tour next week. So she's,
we were going to go.
She's on the road with him. Yeah, so SharonPrince.com. She's got
Sharon's Prince.
Yeah, thanks. I'm having a problem with my S's today. Mm. So
SharonsPrince.com.
And I think you can buy, there's an exhibition of Noel Gallagher there.
Wow.
And then AC/DC. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Springsteen.
God.
Richards.
Dave Grohl.
Oh, my God. How amazing.
John Bonn.
Noel Gallagher over the last 10 years.
Bet she's been some amazing gigs.
Oh, yeah, you can imagine, can't you? Johnny Marr.
Oh, my God. Shit, tell them.
Okay, I will. So, Sharon, I can't thank you enough for that that print. I will put it up and post a picture of it for all to see, but
that's
go and have a look.
So amazing. What a fantastic photo. Stuff.
So I started following this account that just came up, and it's called Glenn_Kitson, and he just does kind of funny memes. This is taking me on to the things about Instagram that I've loved recently, is that I only really look at things that make me laugh, and this account made me laugh more than any other account I've ever seen.
What's interesting, he is a film director.
Yeah, he's a film director. He's got 64,000 followers. I think he seems to film lots of commercials more than anything else. Mm. But I assume he's made movies and stuff like that and TV shows and one thing or another. So there's a picture of Ewan McGregor, for instance, as Obi-Wan Kenobi. And underneath it, it says, Noel Edmonds is an English television presenter, radio DJ, writer, producer. So he just seems to lumber pictures with that vaguely look or could just slightly look like somebody else and
that's
then
like
put them down.
When Fat Tony put a picture of Noel Fielding up and said, Davina's looking good at the moment.
Yes, exactly. It is that. Look at this one here, Vernon Kay. I can't remember who that is. What's his name?
He's married to Penelope Keith. Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem. Must be Penelope Cruz or
Cruz.
She not from Tomorrow's World.
No,
oh no, good the good life.
Madonna. What was her name? Sue.
She was on Heidi High Campus. I can't remember what she was called, but she's put down as Madonna. Michael Barrymore as Bruce Springsteen. I mean,
you've got to go on it, Glenn Kitson's very funny.
So funny. But there was one in particular, which was Johnny Marr.
And it says Richard Madeley.
And it's Richard Madeley holding a guitar. I don't know where this picture comes from, but God, I cried laughing. And my other recommendation for Instagram accounts was any sitcoms that you like watching. So I love Only Fools and Horses. I love The Office. I love Fawlty Towers. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I love Alan Partridge. I love Peep Show. So I've followed all these different fan sites that basically just put clips up of the favourite bits of those comedies, like little snippets and things like that. And I reckon 7 or 8 times a day I laugh out loud and Andy will say, what are you laughing at? And I think, does it matter? I'm just laughing. Like, it's so nice to laugh out loud. And that is what I'm using Instagram for largely at the moment, things that make me laugh a lot. Mm. So have a little look at some of those accounts. I mean, if you just put in Only Fools and Horses or The Office, the Office one that I'm following is called Irreverent Brent, and it's just clips of David Brent saying, you know, hilarious things as he did. But yes, anyway, that was my little recommendation for this week, really, on Instagram, was to do that.
I'd quickly like to talk about some coffee. So you bought the coffee machine, you needed coffee beans. We talked to a friend of ours and they said, oh, have you tried Kin Coffee? And we said, no, we haven't tried Kin Coffee. But, you know, where do we get it? Is it from miles away? And they said, no, it's from Kent. And we live in Kent. Mm. So we were like, what, Kentish Kin Coffee? That sounds amazing. Anyway, Greg, who owns Kin Coffee, this is what Greg looks like. Greg was living in London, in lockdown, decided that he wanted to get out of London. So they moved to the country, they moved to Kent. And they just wanted, he said he wanted to get on his Ducati. So he's telling you he's a motorbike rider. Wanted to get on his Ducati and go and get a coffee in the morning.
Mm.
But Kent's known for its countryside, not okay. for its coffee.
Okay.
Until now. Mm-hmm. So he thought, well, how hard can it be?
Yeah.
So we're going to buy coffee beans and grind our own. And then they couldn't find the right coffee beans. And actually, they realized that fresh coffee beans tasted the best. And then they got so good at it, they thought, do you know what? We're going to just try and set up a little business in our mm-hmm. Sort of like shed.
Yeah.
And start making and selling coffee beans. And he then heard from my friend, who just orders it on subscription, mm-hmm. that we were interested. And he dropped a bag of Kin coffee round at our house, mm-hmm. which I thought was so nice.
Yes.
Anyway, we've got beans and we've got powdered coffee. And what I realised then from having looked at the website is that he also provides coffee for the Black Dog, which is a great coffee
shop. Oh, yes, I've been there, yes.
In Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah.
And I've always loved the coffee in there. And they also sell their coffee in glass jars. And they were using sachets, but actually what happens with people is that you can recycle the coffee sort of bags.
Yeah.
But people were mis-recycling them.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to recycle them at supermarkets.
And then they just go in
and
landfill.
And then they just go in landfill.
Yeah.
And glass is much simpler and easier to understand
Great.
When it comes to recycling. So I thought that was a really nice story.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do, which I really, really like, is buy your coffee on subscription. So it's so annoying when you run out, but you never need run out if you buy coffee on subscription. We do that with grind pods for our
Nespresso machines.
Nespresso machine. And so we would just like to say that Kin Coffee will deliver anywhere. They are nationwide, mm-hmm. and they have got some seriously good beans. You tried the decaf.
Yes, I've tried the decaf, which was already pre-ground. But I'm looking forward this weekend.
Yes, to grinding beans. We'll
grinding his beans.
Yeah.
and making myself coffees. I drink 3 to 4 coffees a day pre 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Which Tim Spector said is good for your health.
Yeah, he did say 3. I would normally drink 3. And then since he said that, he said if you can do 4, it's fermented, right?
He just said
good
four,
for you.
Up to 4
up
is
to
good.
Up to 4 is good. So I drink 3 small black coffees before 3 o'clock, but nothing after that, really. Otherwise, it keeps me awake. Or at least I think it does anyway. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to have a right good old dabble because I've managed to find the perfect consistency now. Grind size 17, 6.5 seconds of grind and a double shot of water.
You've turned into a coffee ball.
Yeah. I just, like I say, need to grow a beard and get some tattoos.
And by the way, kincoffee.co.uk.
Okay, great. Let's have a little look. So Sue, yes, she sent me this message today. So she says, Davina and Michael, this is called Sue Moynan. She says, Davina and Michael, love your recommendations. Here's one that will grip you and shock you. It's called Our Father on Netflix, and it blew my mind.
I've heard about it.
I've seen it. I've talked to you about it.
Yeah.
I was going to mention it on the podcast. I just haven't got around to it.
I heard about it from someone else.
Yes, it's very good. It's a fertility clinic. And
don't
about
give
a chap
away.
That
don't give anything away.
Doesn't tell the truth. And then he says another recommendation, which I want this, by the way, so if it's birthday or Christmas or anything. Another recommendation was a Christmas present for my husband, an Ember mug. And it keeps your coffee hot as you drink it. So it's a hot mug, like it stays hot.
Oh, we talked about this, mugs like this before.
Have we?
I mean, this is a highbrow one.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a high-end coffee hot mug. Anyway, Sue, it looks great, and I'm definitely going to get
this
one of these
Ember
mugs.
This is a very good idea.
Yeah, I love it. Leslie Driver.
Because you're going to forget about
okay.
it until Christmas.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. Leslie Driver, just got home from watching Top Gun Maverick. Oh my God, it's brilliant! I'll definitely recommend watching the original once again to refresh. Yeah, I think that's a good idea to watch the original before you go. The new one is better. One of my favourite films ever.
I definitely
ever.
Thought the new one was better.
Oh, yeah, it really was. I mean, the flying scenes and everything are brilliant in it. And Michael, take some tissues. I cried a lot. Oh, yeah, I didn't cry that with this one, but it was very nostalgic. I was late to the party, but enjoying catching up on old episodes. Oh, great.
Thanks,
Leslie. That's great. Message from Emma Barrett here. It says, Pandora Sykes' new podcast, Unreal. Critical history of reality TV is excellent. I mean, that would be interesting, especially you, because you are the queen of reality TV in many ways. Thanks for that, Emma. We'll have a little listen to that and see what that is like. That sounds great. Carla Thomas, Top Gun Maverick. Wow, 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 wow. Thank you, Carla.
Oh my God, is it 36 years?
Yeah, no, amazing,
wow.
isn't it? Oh my God, this is a beast of a message. Let me have all those two messages. Oh my God. Jane Moran. Hey there, M and D. Love your podcast. Warning, it's a long message. You're absolutely right. I'm a Yorkshire lass, single, living and working in Qatar.
Qatar.
Mm-hmm. With my 16-year-old son. Haven't lived in the UK since 94, so wasn't too sure who you were before discovering the Fab PC. Oh, wow. God, that's interesting, isn't it? Pre-94.
Yeah, I got into telly in 92.
Did you? What was your first job? God's Gift.
Was that MTV?
No, MTV, okay. I've started listening from the beginning around Feb and I'm all caught up now and thought I'd drop you a note, waiting in anticipation like everyone else for Friday. Oh my God, great, wow. So I can go for a walk and listen to you. I found Grind Coffee, T-shirt transfer paper, oh yeah, many Insta accounts, film, music, and lots more. Currently rediscovering Grey's Anatomy with my son.
Oh, and so
searching
good.
Doa High and Low for Little Moons. Oh yeah, Little Moons, they are so good.
Can
the
I just
coconut.
Tell you something?
Yeah.
Amazing news. Sainsbury's stocks Little Moons. It used to only be Tesco's.
Yeah, yeah.
And now Sainsbury's stock them as well. I bought some yesterday.
I wonder if you can get them in Qatar though. This is the problem.
No,
I'm a late developer when it comes to podcasts. I'm nearly 50, but you guys really are my favourites. Oh, thank you. Thought I'd give you a couple of recommendations. Beautiful Dutch lady on Instagram called Rianne Meyer. Beautiful Dutch lady, think she's a model who posts the most hilarious shots of herself alongside the gorgeous ones to show the world. She's really like the rest of us. Beautiful
and funny.
Oh, she
sounds good.
Yeah. Swim shorts, heard you talking about ordering Speedos. Yeah, I've just ordered Speedos. Well, they're not Speedos.
Have
I've
you?
Ordered some trunks.
We want Speedos.
Well, they're short, like
yeah, the
tight.
Girls... Oh, well, that sounds quite
they're
good.
They're short and tight. Mm. We'll take a picture tomorrow because I'm going to wear them tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take pictures for all the ladies.
Yeah, exactly.
And men on Instagram.
Yeah. Swim shorts, I heard you talking about ordering Speedos. Check out James Smith's episode where he talks to the Aussie founder of Budgie Smugglers.
What, is there an actual store called Budgie Smugglers?
Yeah. One final one, if you like medical shows, The Good Doctor with Freddie Highmore, who plays a very talented autistic doctor. 8.1 on IMDb. Lots of love from very hot and dusty
The Good
Qatar.
Doctor?
Yeah, I'd heard about The Good
I'm
Doctor.
Writing that down.
That sounds great.
Thanks, James.
Hope you're all right, everybody. Have a fantastic Jubilee weekend if you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday. Enjoy the bank holidays. Well, there isn't one on Monday. We're all back to work Monday, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we have got our special guests coming up who won a competition.
Yes.
We're going to throw some dates around in the next 12 minutes or so to Olivia, and she is going to get on board
in
with
the
that.
The next 12 minutes?
I mean, all right, 11 minutes. Me and you are going to put our heads together and look at diaries and dates, in the next 12 minutes. Because...
I've got to go.
It's 5 to 7, and you've got to go, and so have I.
I've got to have a shower and put all my makeup on.
I'm going to eat fried chicken tonight. I'm really excited.
Great.
Okay, see you later, everybody.
You sent me something that was so horrific.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was a pizza wrapped around a chicken.
A piece of fried chicken.
And then dipped in some kind of curry sauce or something.
No, I think it was dipped in...
That's made me go all juicy
like
again.
A gravy, wasn't it? It was dipped in a gravy.
But lovely. It was lovely to look at.
Are you going
to
Slim Chickens?
No, I found a new fried chicken place around the corner from my studio on Berwick Street. Oh, my God.
What, is it one off?
It's a one-off, yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but I'll find out and let
everybody
know.
Those glasses look so nice on you.
Yeah, I mean, I can actually see your face in them as well.
Oh, no. Take them off immediately.
See you later, everybody. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye!
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.